Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning. Sure glad to be good. Wow, I'll spit that out in a minute. It sure is good, and I'm glad to be here again with y'all this fine Sunday morning, a beautiful day that the Lord has made. Amen. He said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And I got some my help here today. Thank God. My little boy's here with me to read today and look forward to that. I know some of Miss, as they spoke to me this week about that and missed him being on here. So he is with me today. I appreciate all those that tune in all over and in different states. And I wanted to let you know some that tune in. You might be traveling or going somewhere. You can get this thing. You can go to the internet. You can listen to it live on the internet at WBOB. You can also go to your Play Store, and there's a free app there that you can put it on your phone if you're traveling, and that would be WBOB Radio on that Play Store. I'm not sure how to do all that. My wife does, but that's what she told me, is that you can just go to that thing. And I got one of these smartphones, but I thought I was going to have to go back to one of them dumb phones after I had got it. But I can text. I can do that and do the phone part. But anyway, you can listen to it if you go to that. Most of y'all that's savvy with them phones there, you can go to the Play Store and get that WBOB and radio. You can get that free. It's a free download. But just glad for everyone tuning in, especially the men in blue and those faithful listeners and those prayer warriors out there just praying for this ministry. We're going to get right on here to the word. We want to go to Lord in prayer first. Would you like to pray for us? Well, he's a little radio shy this morning. Well, all right. Lord, as we come before you this morning, God, I just thank you for everything that you do for us, God, each and every day, Lord. You just, how you bless us, Lord. We just don't even know how much you bless us in every day and how that you keep us from harm and hurt. And God, just how your thoughts are towards us is like the sands of the sea, innumerable. God, I just thank you for that and what you did on that cross for us, Lord. I thank you for bringing salvation in reach of us, God. God, and just being with us, and that you didn't leave us comfortless, but God, you said you had sent us a comfort, which is the Holy Ghost. God, I just thank you for that, God. I thank you for being with us, Lord, when nobody else can, and that you can open doors that no man can open, and you can shut them that no man can close or open, God. I know that you can fix the impossible, God, and I thank you for that, God. I thank you for answering these prayers, God, that we've prayed here lately, God. That's just, we need miracles, and you are the miracle worker, God, and I just thank you for all this, and Lord, I give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it all, Lord, that you would just open the ears of the hearers this morning, and Lord, that they wouldn't be forgetful hearers, but doers of your word and your will, and God, I give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, you going to read for us, little buddy?
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 6. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all
lowliness
and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
Endeavoring
to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is no body in one Spirit.
No, there is one body.
There is one body in one Spirit. Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
Amen, amen. I think he's just getting nervous at all y'all staring at him over the radio. Amen. You know, as he read here, he's a good reader, thank God. I'm glad he's helping me out. But it says, you know, when it comes down here, it talks about there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, and how that we need to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, that there is one body, one Spirit. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you're called into one hope of your calling. Amen. You know, he tells us throughout the Word in many places about coming together. You know, he talked about reasoning together with him. And also, you know, Paul talked about reasoning out of the Word and how he was trying to get together in unity. Amen. And how that we should put on the same mind, that we should put on the mind of Christ, that we should mind the same things, that we should do the same things. Amen. And this is something to lift up. And when you got, I can tell you, when you go to war, you know, when the military goes to war, if they all had their own ideas and opinions and they weren't going to listen to one another and they wouldn't listen to their superiors or anything else like that, I can tell you that you'd be defeated. Amen. But I can tell you this, if we would come together in unity, amen, and in this Word of God, we'll be able to win the battle. My message this morning is that we need to circle the wagons. Amen. You know, back yonder in the west days, way back yonder, you know, they used to, if they were had a wagon train going somewhere and they was running across some Indians and all that, what they would do is they would get together. They didn't care who was chief or anything else there. They would get together and they would circle them wagons because it was for their safety and their peace. If they circled them wagons, they'd be able to make a fight, to make a stand, you know. That's the only thing they could do, because they'd pick them in a wide open place and they didn't have anything to cover with or anything else, so they would circle the wagons and put them in a circle that they could have men, you know, looking out all the way around. They didn't put it in a box or a triangle, amen, but they circled the wagons. And I tell you, it's time for us to circle the wagons. You know, this is a fight and this is a race for our lives, amen, and, you know, for others and for our families and for our friends and for everybody, you know, the stranger out there, it's for them. And we need to get together and we need to circle the wagon. You say, well, you're talking about a worldwide religion. No, I'm telling you about one. It's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. You know, this is the problem, amen. Back in the biblical days, you had the Sadducees and Pharisees and all this, and they fell off one from the other, like we got churches today. But I can tell you, there's so many I couldn't name them out, but there's still one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. But everybody says that they're serving Jesus. Well, we need to go by the Word of God. There don't need to be another book printing. Amen. The Lord didn't come back and say anymore. Praise God. He said, he give us enough right here. It said, if the Bible said, if everything would have been written with the Lord done, even the world couldn't contain the books. He wants us to go by this book, knock Dr. So-and-so and all them other ones out there with a PhD or whatever behind their name. Amen. What he wants us to do is go by the Word of God. It said even a wayfaring man wouldn't err there in his way. For me, a feller that couldn't read, God blessed me to read. I didn't get a tutor. I didn't get anything like that. Amen. But God helped me to read. Amen. And he opened my eyes and helped me and saved me. And he's no respected person, and he'll do the same to the other. Amen. But I can tell you that people's out there, they don't like what this one does, so they'll change churches. And they don't, this one, he don't like the way that one done, or somebody's wife or husband or whatever. And they'll start out different churches and they'll name it everything in the world. Amen. It's just a shame of what all the churches is out there, and their beliefs and
and all that. Well, we need to believe the Word of God. Amen. We don't need to take anything else but the Word of God. Amen. This is what Jesus, He died for. He died for us. Amen. He is the Word. We need to take it. We don't need to change it. You know, if we try to change the Word of God, that's what we're trying to change, the way of salvation. We trying to change Jesus Christ. And let me tell you something, He ain't going to be changed. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. And He changes not. I can tell you, we need to get into unity. Amen. Those that are in Christ, are you really in Christ? That you really want to give yourself unto Christ and that you love Christ? Amen. We need to get together. And you know what? It was on the day of Pentecost. Amen. I believe it was 17 different nationalities that come together. I think it was around 130-something men. I forget what it was, but I can tell you that they had to get in the same mind and same accord, or they wouldn't have been what happened on the day of Pentecost. They wouldn't have understood everything in their own language. Amen. They wouldn't have that rushing mighty wind come in. That wouldn't have happened, amen, until they got in one mind and one accord. But I can tell you, if people will get in the same mind and the same accord, amen, those that's got differences, if they'll come together, let them reason out the Word, what the Word of God says, amen, and come together. We can circle the wagon, and we can make and do what we need to do for God, amen, because what is our duty and purpose is to help those lost souls out there, to be a shining light out there in the whole world, and that they can see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. But everybody has a revelation. Everybody has an idea. Everybody's got an opinion and all that. But let me tell you, if we ain't focused on God's Word, and if it ain't coming from God, amen, it ain't no good. I can tell you some, amen, a lot have erred from the way. Amen, they think they're listening to God. Amen, but the devil's sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that there is God, because they've let down. I can tell you, we need to circle the wagons. Amen. We need to get together. Amen. Those that will get together and make a chain. Amen. Make a bond together. Amen. To defeat the devil and everything that he's taking souls out of this world. Amen. The lost people out there in the world is seeing churches, you know, fight with one another and fall off from one another and all that kind of stuff. And some people say, well, if they can do that, I'm fine like I am. Let me tell you something, you need to circle the wagon. Amen. We need to keep the enemy out. We need to all work toward the same thing. Amen. Because if we don't, it's going to be a shame. Amen. Before, when we come before the Lord, you know, one day he's got these big eyes and little ewes. There ain't no big eyes and little ewes in the Lord. Amen. We ought to work together. It ought to be we. It ought to be us. It ought to be a team. Amen. Everybody wants to hunt some kind of team out there. I say get on with Team Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You know, you seem like people out there today, whatever they want to do, they want to include Jesus in on it in a way. Amen. But they want to do their own thing. They just want the name of Christ. Amen. But as I read in the Bible, it talks about, I believe it's in Proverbs, about seven women won't lay hold on one man. They said, let us eat our own bread and wear our own apparel, but just let us be called by your name. Let me tell you something, you ain't going to eat your own bread. It ain't going to be your way. He is the bread of life, amen. It ain't going to go your way or wear your own apparel. You know, praise God, he bled and died that we could have a right to the tree of life, that we could have a life more abundantly. Amen. He died, praise God, for you and I, that we could have this, that we could have a covering. Amen. That we didn't have to go in naked and in shame. Amen. But we could have a robe of righteousness. Amen. We don't need to try to work out that kind of stuff. Amen. What we need to do is work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And if we work that out, and we can gather there together, amen, we can defeat defeat the enemy out there. Amen. I can tell you that he's surrounding. Amen. He might make in circles around us, but I can tell you it will knuckle down inside that circle. Amen. It will knuckle down inside the circle of God. Amen. That perfect rim. Amen. That he's got for you and I. Amen. That we can be in safety and in peace if we'll just holler him. Amen. There's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, and one God over all. Amen. And that's the one we need to be serving. Amen. You know, it talks about there's three that bear witness in earth and three in heaven. Amen. You know, praise God. I know some people say, oh, well, here I am. I'm a Trinitarian or whatever that they call me. Amen. But I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. As the Bible says, amen. He gave his only begotten Son. Amen. And he done that for you and I. And God was in heaven when Jesus was on earth. Amen. When there was a voice that spoke. Amen. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. That's when he was being baptized. And then when at the Mount of Transfiguration, they was wanting to build different tabernacles for Moses and Elias and all that. And Jesus, and he said, this is my beloved Son. Hear him. And that's what he's still yet crying today. Hear him. Amen. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God over all. We're all in one. Amen. If we're in Christ Jesus, we can be all of one. Amen. And, you know, praise God. I want to be there when the Lord comes. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were talking about how heaven might be, or how this might be, or how we might get there, or whatever. I said, you know what? I'm not going to split hairs about all that. Praise God. If I make it, that's all I want to do, is I just want to make it. Amen. I just want to work. I don't care where I'm going to be at, or how the city's going to be. Amen. The Bible tells us how it's going to be. Amen. But I'm not going to worry about that. Praise God. I'm going to work on getting there. Amen. And I think that's what everybody needs to do, is work on getting there. Amen. They want to talk about the prize. Well, there's a prize. Amen. And there's one that you can't even imagine how good it is. Amen. Because it's only the natural thoughts that we can have down here and the things that we've seen. Amen. But he said, eyes not seen nor ears heard, neither has it entered in the hearts of man what God has prepared for them that love him. So I'm telling you today that we need to get together in unity of the word. Amen. We need to get in unity of God's word, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I can tell you that the numbers will matter. It'll make something when people get together and they start working together. Amen. You know, praise God, it was only... And you say, well, there's only that few. Well, praise God, when it come to Gideon and all that, when it went, when he went to go before in a battle, they just told him to carry pitchers with light in them and some instruments. Amen. You know, praise God, he didn't tell them to go get their spears or swords or anything else. Amen. But he said, get your vessel with the lights in them. Amen. And to blow the trumpet and all. And you know what? Praise God, that's what we need to do now. He's telling us to break the vessel. Amen. We need to break the old fleshly vessel. Amen. We need to get over everything that this old flesh would want to bring up. We need to die out to that. We need to break the vessel down so the light can surely shine forth. Amen. If you've got the light of God, it can shine forth and blow the trumpet of the good news of Jesus Christ, that he's in the business to save. And he's still yet here. Amen. But there's only going to be a limited time on this. Amen. Hadn't you heard them programs where they're trying to sell something and it's only for a limited time? I've kind of heard around where they had these TV shows or whatever, or QVC, it's only for the next 30 minutes. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I can tell you it's only going to be for a limited time. You need to work out your salvation. You need to work out, if you got problems with somebody, you need to get it worked out. Amen. You need to straighten your crooked path. Amen. Get things all ready because there's only a limited time that it's going to work. You know, if God's dealing with you, now is your time. Amen. He's going to give you victory, or he will give you victory. Amen. If you'll just listen and if you'll just hear, amen. It was, you know, I couldn't do a lot of these things. I couldn't do them myself, but I can tell you when I started seeking God and to worship him, he would give me the victory. Amen. And when he's starting to offer you that, amen, to lay down anything that's worldly, amen, that he's leading you to do that, amen, is your heart's condemning you to do that, do you know that he'll give you the victory to do that? Amen. If you'll get your mindset that that's what you want to do, he's not going to do it if it's against your will. Amen. That that's what you want to do. Amen. But if you want to do it, amen, and overcome it, he will give you the power that you can overcome it. Amen. I can tell you, we need to get together. Amen. That we need to shine a light unto the lost and dying world, because I can tell you there's not many lights out there. As I was talking to a fellow this morning, amen, he said it just seemed like today in churches there's a rock band and a smoke machine and all that, amen. But I can tell you that we need to get rid of the rock band and the smoke machine. Amen. We just need to have the true word of God. Amen. To draw people. You know, if you're being drawn by all the entertainment and all the smoke machine and the rock band, you might as well go out there in the world and get you some liquor along with it. Amen. Because that won't do you no good. We need to get down to business with God. Like I say, we need to circle the wagon. We need to be on the inside. You need to choose this day whom you shall serve. Amen. Whether it's going to be God or whether it's going to be yourself or Satan, you could say, amen. You need to choose today. Amen. I'm going to give myself totally, wholly, and completely. It's going to take a complete sacrifice. Amen. It ain't a sacrifice until it's complete. Amen. You know, when they made those sacrifices back there, amen, it wasn't a true sacrifice till they got it killed and on the altar, amen. But I can tell you, some people's making some sacrifices, but they're lame sacrifices. They don't want to give their best, amen. But you know what? Praise God, that's what we need to do, is give our best, give our whole. Amen. We, as the old saying goes, give the whole hog, amen. We need to put everything that we got into it, amen. We need to lay down everything, all the works of the flesh, amen. If we lay all them things down, amen, and we sacrifice this to God, amen, we can be a vessel, amen, we can be a worthy vessel, amen, and meet for the master's use. Don't you want to be used by God? Amen. I think about how that the Lord says in his word about that he would write the commandments on the table of our heart. That's a beautiful thing. Some people don't think that that's so beautiful. Amen. But I think that's a beautiful thing, that the Lord would take time just to handwrite them commandments on our heart. Amen. That the finger of God would be in our heart, and that he would write them on the tables of our heart. I think that's a wonderful note. Amen. That the Lord would send to us, or that he would take time for that out of all the people in the world. How did he would do that? Amen. I can tell you that he's autographed it with his blood. Amen. That I can tell you, amen, that there's victory. Amen. No matter how long ago it was, I believe it was over 2,000 years ago at least. Amen. But I know this, that blood still is applied. Amen. And it's still got power. Amen. And it ain't dried up like the world thinks. Amen. I can tell you that the people is dried up, and the churches is dried up, and they're trying to bring something else in there to seem like they've got life. Amen. But we can have power through Jesus Christ, laying on our hands of people who's sick and afflicted, that they can be rose up from the dead and from their afflictions and from all the other things. Let me tell you something. If God can deliver my wife from cancer and she didn't get chemo or any of them other moves out there, praise God, he can deliver you or anybody else. Amen. I'm telling you, God's real. God is real, and he's not asleep, and he's on the throne. Amen. Jesus is looking over us all, and he's trying to reach a hand out to everyone that will. There's things you think that you can't do. Well, let me tell you something. We can do all things through Jesus, which strengthens us. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. I want you to think about it this morning. Search it over. Think, because it's at hand. You know, heaven is at hand. And I can tell you, the devil's trying to knock at your door. Amen. He's trying to beat it down all that he can. It's kind of like in a meeting I was telling someone Friday night. Amen. I said, you know, if you could tell a bumblebee, if there's some way you could pipe into a bumblebee's mind or brain, and you could tell him that, you know what, you got this big fat bumblebee body and these little old bitty wings, and it's impossible for you to fly, you know, he would never get up and try. He'd say, wow, man, my wings are too small. I can't fly. I'm too big for my wings. But you know what? God fixes the impossible. And, you know, praise God, I see them bumblebees going around, and I believe they can fly, and they can fly good. Amen. I've run into some of them that's in the ground, and they can fly so good they could run me down because, amen, I've had them hit me in the back several times, and I was just hoping for some more speed to outrun them. Amen. I can tell you that they can fly, and they can maneuver good. And I'm telling you this morning, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. If we'll just get in this word, read the word, circle the wagons. Amen. Hold of this word. Hold of God's word. Hold out through the battle. Amen. There is a battle on hand. Amen. But you can surrender and you can claim that you didn't surrender or that you didn't do that. But I can tell you, if you don't need to surrender. You don't need to be part of that. You don't need to deceive yourself or convince yourself of anything less. Amen. But praise God, we need to get a hold of the word, live by the word. And when people say that you can't live by the word, it's because they ain't done it themselves. Amen. They didn't push forth and given up ever themselves. They never come to the place to take up their cross and truly sacrifice themselves. Amen. Because I can tell you, when that sacrifice is met, there's a resurrection that takes place. Amen. After you've been crucified, then there's a resurrection. And if we'll take up our cross and follow after him, amen, and we'll mortify the deeds of this body, I can tell you that you can't outgive God, that he'll give you even more grace. We only scratching the surface on what God wants us to have. Only scratching the surface. Only scratching the surface. Just scratching the surface on what the Lord wants us to have. Amen. He said that we could do these things and greater since he go unto the Father. Now, let me tell you something. It is impossible for God to lie. And he wouldn't do that to us no way. We're his creation. He loves us. You know, he don't never sleep. His thoughts are towards us all the time. I want you to think out there today. Are you in the center of the wagons? Have you circled the wagons? Are you in the center? Are you fighting the battle? Amen. Are you fighting against Satan? You know, we need this to come together and hear the whole conclusion of the matter. Amen. Because I can tell you there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, no matter what they try to call gods and you know, different things. This is what we need to do. May God bless you today.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.